Now, you're outside. How are you handling? Because it's a little bit colder this year than it was last year when you did this.
Yeah, it's a spark colder, and it's going to get a little cool tonight, but it's my last night, so
okay.
So I'll take it. I'll take it.
So how do you, because I saw your post, and for those who don't know, Peter's been doing this now. How many years is this, Peter?
This is 4 years. 4 years.
4 years. Now he camps outside in January. That's why it's called the Freezing Father when it's cold, and he does it in honor of his young daughter Elin, who passed away. Kind of give us a recap of your young daughter and what happened and what's inspired you to be out there this past week.
So Jason, my daughter, we got a call from daycare saying she wasn't getting up from her nap properly, and my wife went to pick her up, and then I got the call, you need to be here now. And when I got there, she was in the ambulance, and she had a really high temperature and was having seizures. And, you know, we were told, and it's a fact that kids deal with high temperatures by having seizures. So, you know, while everybody was concerned, it wasn't, nobody was really freaking out. And so we went to the Stollery Emergency. That would have been about 4 o'clock. And about 6 o'clock, I was actually holding my daughter and looking into her eyes. And she had a heart attack. And, you know, no parent, nobody's prepared for that. And the doctors and the nurses and all the staff worked on her, and they got her back. And so she was sent up to the pediatric ICU. And I remember walking by a door and looking in, and my wife had worked at the hospital, so I knew who the doctors were, and I thought, boy, you really don't want those doctors standing around your child. And at the same time, if your child's sick, those are exactly the people, the best people in the world to have standing around your child. So about 11 o'clock, they brought me a form and said, you know, we want to do a test with radioactive dye. And so I signed the form, and I knew what that form was about. And about an hour later, they brought us into a room, and in the kindest, gentlest, and I'm sure the hardest thing doctors ever do, they said to us, you know, we are going to continue to treat Elin. But our focus has moved from Elin to you and your family. And essentially Elin had passed away. And you know, I had a 7-year-old boy, and I remember thinking how scared and how lost I was. I had no idea what to do. And then Candace and I looked at each other and said, you know, we got to get Benjamin through this. And this is where part of the Stollery that you don't necessarily hear a lot about, but they have what they call a family-centered care model there, and there's a program called Child Life, and they gave me the words and love to tell my boy, and it's the hardest thing I've ever done in my life, to say, you know, your sister's not coming home. And I'll be forever grateful to them, because if we hadn't done that in the best way, Benjamin would have been scarred forever, and he's obviously been affected by his sister's death and whatnot, but I'm a proud dad, and he's 20 now, and so that's why I'm out here to give back to the Stollery, and for everything they did for us. We're so grateful. Yeah.
Well, Peter, man, and I love that you can talk about your daughter. Like, I did not know that it was a span of one day where you drop your child off at school and you're just like normal, and then you get a call and you rush to the hospital, and you hold her and she has a heart attack, and then you think they save her, and then a few hours later she passes. I didn't know it was that quick of time, because it gives you no time to prepare for something like that. You woke up that morning never in the wildest dreams expecting something like that would occur. And I love how you talked about the story, because you're right. I think that's an area we the story is unbelievable for saving a lot of kids, without question. But on the unfortunate few that don't, you know, they're siblings, and they're in off cases are very young, and their parents, I don't know if any of us are equipped to really know how to deal with that. So is that where a lot of the funds you raise is? Does it go to a specific part of the story?
Yeah, we've raised funds in the past for that Child Life program, and there's a brand new pediatric ICU up in the Stollery, and it's quite a bit larger than the old one, and so our funds go directly to buying equipment for that unit, and we're also this year supporting a program that helps doctors and nurses and professionals at the Stollery deal with traumatic events like what happened to Elan. We look at these people as professionals, and they are, obviously, but they're people first. And I shed tears with doctors and nurses, and frankly, I don't know how they do it. It's a hard, hard job.
Ugh.
And
it is an extremely difficult job. I don't know. Those people are saints in my eyes to just be able to talk people through it and be so compassionate in pretty much the worst time. Like, you know, anybody dying is bad, but, you know, you lose somebody who's lived 70, 80, 90 years, you can celebrate a lot of their life. When you use a young child who's 4 and 5 or 6 or 7, it's really hard to, because they're just starting their life.
I keep on thinking, or kept on, it's not fair. But life isn't fair. But you're not prepared. You're not, nobody is prepared to deal with something like this. And you know, Jason, you do the best you can, like I said, we had a 7-year-old boy, and we had to keep on moving for his sake, they helped us do that. And the other thing, Jason, is, you know, and I said this at Elan's funeral, if I thought that she could have been somewhere else and the outcome would have been different, I couldn't live with that. But the fact is, the Stollery is the best of the best, and it's right here, and it's right here in Edmonton, and it serves all the north, and if there's a really sick kid, they're coming to the Stollery, and that gives me a measure of peace, knowing that I couldn't have done anything more. Yeah, it's hard to think about sometimes, but they do wonderful things there, and like I said, doing this is Mickey Mouse. I mean, you think about the kids that are in there tonight, and it's no big deal.
Now, you're down. We're joined by Peter Burgess. He's the freezing father. He is down at campsite number 29 at Rainbow Valley Campground. If you're driving by, maybe you want to bring him a hot chocolate or something, he would love that. But more importantly, he'd love you can donate. The link, of course, go to freezingfatherdog.org, and you have the donation link right there. You mentioned your son, Ben, is now 20 years of age, so it's been 13 years since Ellen passed. How's Ben doing overall? What's he up to?
Ben is I guess he's not a teenager anymore, but he's actually going to university, and he wants to be an elementary school teacher. And I think that speaks to the type of guy he is, and you know, the about his life, You know, he had to learn some hard lessons when he was a little guy. And as a dad, you want to protect kids from that. But he's come through it, and out of all of us, has dealt with it by far the best. And he's going to affect a lot of kids' lives. And as a dad, I'm beyond proud of that.
Peter, I always appreciate you coming on the show. I thought I'd get through it, but geez, it's tough. I got a young son, so hey,
You know, Jason, I really need to say this. You do an amazing amount of good with your monthly giving and for the grads you don't have to do that, but you do that because you got a good heart, and our kids are our they become our purpose and our reason for going on, and my best to you and your family, and to Connor and his nephew and his very young niece. I'll be getting a bear down to Connor for his niece.
Well, that's awesome, Peter, my man. It's always inspiring. Keep it going. Happy that, you know, tonight will be a little challenge, -27, -28, to hopefully got some long underwear and some woolies and other things. And it's inspiring what you do every year for in memory of your young daughter, Ellen. And great to hear that Ben's doing awesome, and so are you. We appreciate your time. Thanks for sharing.
Thanks so much, Jason. You're a solid guy, man. Thank you.